Record me, re-record me, record me, re-record me.
Thank you, Miles.
Miles!
I'm going to stick that train whistle up your ass.
Well, I got a fart!
Oh, my Lord. Where'd you get that train whistle anyway?
My kid was cleaning up. He found it.
Well,
so
I think we're going to have to reprimand that child.
No, I said to that.
What was that?
Think this is a toy? Think it's your own little goddamn coloring book?
I don't know. What's that from? That's Don Knotts.
I don't know. I want to know what that's from, though. I got to Google that.
You got to Google that. Excuse me.
That's funny.
Miles has been having a lot of fun with soundboards tonight before we got started.
I wouldn't even talk to Bob. I just kept answering with soundboards.
Yeah, he just kept hitting the button there. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
What does he do?
They've got a lot of Arnold and some Sean Connery.
Mr. Boob, that's me. B-double-O-B, Boob.
That's true. You're Mr. Boob.
I'm Mr. Boob.
Yeah.
Mr. Moob. M-O-O-B.
You're Mr. Boob.
All right, I'm going to get off this soundboard. Huh?
All right.
Nah, I don't.
All right, well, now you're blowing the fun.
Blow? We were doing a whole lot of things off air about Don Knotts singing, White Snake and whatever, Poison.
That's right, Poison. Every rose has its thorn.
Doing all the classic movie lines, you know.
Yeah, that's Don Knotts.
Oh, my gosh.
Don Knotts as Ramius.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Man, I can't breathe.
You going to be okay?
Been laughing too hard.
You going to be okay, Big Miles?
Oh, man. I've been laughing too hard. Man, I can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
Gosh.
Well, I got so much air. Give us back our air.
I feel like Shamu and someone stuck a giant cork down my blowhole or something. That's not breathe.
Oddly enough, that's also a very good visual of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You look like Shamu with a cork in his blowhole. Yeah. Well, I've seen you at the pool. You always try to jump on the trainers, so.
He's beached himself again. Look at.
Rub my belly. I'll do a trick for you.
Keep him wet.
That's my third fin.
He needs more hot chicks with bikinis.
Yeah. Yep, I seen you at the pool. Yep.
Rub his belly.
That's right.
Get him excited.
Get him all going there.
Yeah.
Let's just say that those swimming with dolphins things you see on YouTube got nothing on Miles, you know what I'm saying? So, rub his belly.
Hey, Barn, you want to make me feel good?
Oh, my Lord.
Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball, yep. I'm Batman.
Charlie, don't surf.
That's right. Ace of Spades. Jack of Clubs.
Bob Knott. Don Knotts is the Duvall character in Apocalypse.
What was his name? What was his character name, though?
Kilgore or something.
Kilgore, yeah. You got a choice. You got to fight or you got to surf.
Hey, Lance.
Lance, look how those waves are breaking both ways.
Both ways.
This is weird.
I put up Wagner, scares the shit out of him.
That's right. These guys don't know what's going on. Yeah, I think that that's a whole meme waiting to happen. The Don Knotts is every movie character, you know what I mean?
I was gonna say, when he's gone, he was a kind man? A gentleman?
Yeah. Don Knotts, you put Don Knotts in any scene and he'll make it better.
Oh my gosh, I had to make that movie 100 times better, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking at me? Are you looking at me? I don't think you're looking at me.
You're from Texas, huh? Only two things come out of Texas.
Don Knotts in Full Metal Jacket.
That's right. Hey, Joker.
You better put down that rifle.
Oh, here comes the family.
Yeah. Uh-oh, now you're in trouble.
Oh, here they come.
Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Every time your family shows up, there's circus music. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still recovering, you know, from this big move here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm recovering physically and financially, I think, so. It's one of those things I don't like to do is spend money, so.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Everybody doing all right? Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Yeah, no, they're all right. Yeah, they don't want to talk.
No problem.
They've had a long day and they really
move along. Don't look at the camera. Move along.
Just keep on. It's for TV. It's for TV.
Keep going. Don't look at me.
It's for TV. Keep going.
That's right. It's for TV.
Hell, open the pod doors.
That's right. Dave, I'm getting sleepy. Daisy, Daisy. All right. Oh, I'm not crazy. There you go. I'm coming after you, Murdoch. Yeah, Don Knotts is Rambo. That's a good one.
I can smell your cup.
I'd watch out. If my family's home. I can't, you know. Can't yell that stuff out like you.
That's Miggs. Don Knotts is Miggs. That's creepy.
What is it in itself?
That's right. Nice. Oh, my Lord.
We've had too much fun already.
I know. We had too much fun before we started recording. Everybody's like, what the fuck, you know?
You know, if they paid me to do this show on some nights, I would have to say, no, I don't want it.
That's
made me laugh.
There you go. Exactly. You keep your money. I cannot take it.
So I hope it's making all you laugh, too. I hope.
I cannot take it.
So...
Oh, well, my gosh.
Let's move on with the show here now.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of a story. Everything's been so stressful for me here lately. It's just been like one stressful thing after another. It's not really funny yet. It'll be funny in a few weeks, you know what I mean? Right now, it's just stressful. Yeah. Like John Candy, Johnny LaRue. You know, that's kind of the way it's going right now. So.
What's that? Oh.
Hey.
So, can I tell you my wife has gotten out of control since she's not here?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's out of control in what way?
In two instances. First of all, my oldest son had his wisdom teeth pulled Friday.
Really? Wow. Well, that's terrible.
Trapped to Iowa City, and it went very well. He's doing very well. He's recovering.
They evidently have like a big rig there with some ropes on it or something. They just pull him right out, or what?
No, they're a little more advanced than that.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask. You know.
But
we got the grain haulers. They're free now that we're done harvesting, so we can pull some mullers here.
No. The problem is, you know, they're like, well, your son's gonna be busy for an hour, so why don't you guys go down to this, you know, awesome cafeteria we have?
What, are we like a hospital or something?
Yeah, well, I was at I was on the campus there.
Oh, is that the University of Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So no one tells me, but there's all these young Turks that work there, right? So my wife is like in seventh heaven, like,
like guys.
Yeah, there's all these, you know, all right. McDermott. What's his name from?
Dylan McDermott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm like, oh, geez, you know, just control yourself, please. You know,
I'm rolling around like a goddamn beach ball.
Yeah, you know, I'm like Ironsides, you know.
Ironsides.
I'm like, control yourself. She goes, ooh, I might get my teeth cleaned up here. I'm like, well, yeah, take a picture. Oh, I'm going to for Desiree.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, that's all Desiree needs is another cock.
Yeah. Once again, some of my family is in the room. Just
Sorry. My grandma's another boyfriend. Sorry.
My grandma's visiting. So,
hey, grandma.
No, I'm just kidding. She's dead. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
But okay, so that's number one. So number two, we went to this informational meeting about a week ago
for what, erectile dysfunction or what?
Yeah, it was a class on ED. And how it depletes man, stuff like that.
Sure.
I know.
Evidently, if you don't have it in the hips, you better have it in the lips. But that's. If you don't have it in the hips!
And yeah. So, what was it? Oh, so anyway, it's a group of about 20 people, let's say.
I just grabbed my pencil and shoot it up.
We'll get another pencil. Sorry, we have a crisis here. Pencil got chewed up by a dog.
Oh, freckles.
Huh?
It's all over him.
Don't worry about it. We'll get it later. Okay. All right. Try to keep it away.
All right.
Sorry about that. Crisis averted. Right.
Oh, no, that's fine. It happened. So, that's the fun of listening to the show, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're in this group of like 20 people listening to this lady, and this lady's probably about 30 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay looking lady, you know, not bad, you know. Just... Mm-hmm. And she's like super fidgety, you know, like super fidgety. She's got kind of long hair.
Uh-huh.
She's got like a buttoned up shirt and like a.
Well, you never did tell me what this was about. What kind of medium was this? What was this?
Learning how to grow widgets. So.
Okay.
I can't really. I don't want to say what it is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't want to get all weird with it, but.
Sure, yeah, okay.
But she's wearing, you know, some khakis and like a button up shirt. And she's got like this big blue vest, like a sweater vest on, right?
Uh huh.
And she's like super fidgety, though. She's playing with her rings, playing with her hair, playing with her sweater, you know.
Her nipples, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That makes me feel good, huh? And, And it was a little distracting because she wouldn't quit doing it, you know. So
right,
I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to grow widgets, you know, how to smoke them or whatever. And
you're getting ready for the legalization of marijuana, which didn't happen in Iowa yet, but
yeah, not apparently, but about midway through this, my wife is trying to tell me something, you know, and I can't understand what she's trying to mouth words, you know, and.
What do you do on a yellow light? Slow down.
I was just like that. I was like, okay. So she finally gets out her phone and types up a message, right? And she writes two words.
Okay.
And the two words are...
Camel toe.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Yes.
I'm surprised you wouldn't have noticed that already.
I didn't. No, I swear to God, I didn't. I'm like, what? She like kind of.
She's like, over
there.
What?
And I so then I start looking, and sure enough, I'm like, holy cow. And
I believe in miracles.
And now I realize that she's like super fidgety, this woman is.
She gotta go to the bathroom or something? Or
pulling down this sweater, trying to cover her.
Oh, I gotcha.
Her hey nanny.
Yeah.
And that was the mystery to it.
That was the mystery for fidgeting, huh?
And
she did a little misdirection.
And like she liked to talk with her hands a lot, you know, put her hands in there. But every time he did that, like it raised the blue sweater.
Ah, I see.
So then you're seeing like the peep show, like. And
And your wife noticed this before you.
Yes.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's weird. I don't really check out camel toe per se.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't go looking for it.
Really? I was surprised by that statement. I'm very surprised.
I like boobs. Okay. I'll be honest.
Okay. There you go.
And a good backside. You know, I like that.
Yeah. You cannot lie. Yes.
I cannot lie. I don't always go looking for the toe myself.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just her pants. Just the way her pants crease or something, you know?
Yeah. So you're examining now. You get more interested.
Yeah. Now, I can't, take my eyes off. Especially when the Q&A starts. Like, oh, I got a question.
If they call it, if it's like stuck in your butt, they call it picking your seat. What if it's stuck up front? What do they call it?
I think you could have stuck a Sharpie right there and it would have stayed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, like, we get out to the car and I go, explain this, how this works. So my wife actually had to explain the whole thing to me.
Uh-huh.
Diagrams and drawings.
Oh, really? She drew you some? Okay. Did she show you? Or?
No, but it was just weird because I don't know. I didn't go looking for it. You know, I'm saying it was pointed out to me.
See, like, Miles, I have this thing called a vagina, which you never get to see.
I almost have one, really. I mean, if you get much fatter, you're going to... Ant-gina.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so I don't know. That was weird. I don't know. So she's checking out young doctors now. She's...
Hey, there you go.
Pointing out camel toe to me. I mean...
Hey, you guys are in a lasting relationship. These kind of things happen.
I guess it must be meant to be, you know, if your wife pointed that out to you.
Yeah, she's...
Point that out to you, like, hey, Bob.
Probably not. Not at least until afterwards or something.
Like, unless, you know, after you've left the restaurant or something. Like
yeah, that. maybe if it was something that was really odd, it would be pointed out. But otherwise,
yeah.
Later I'd hear about it. Did you see it? I'd be like, huh? No,
what?
I didn't.
What?
Yeah. I missed that. Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what happens to me. I missed it. So...
Well, we were at a wedding a long time ago. She pointed out the lady in front of us had a thong on, which totally ruined the wedding for me.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it totally made the wedding for you, I think would be the...
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Let me see that thong.
Yeah, white dress wearing a blood red thong underneath, like, holy...
Well, that's a weird thing there.
That ruined the wedding for me.
Oh, okay. Well, was she a bridesmaid or anything? Or?
No, it was just she's this lady, nice-looking lady in front of us, standing in the pew in front of us, and I'm like, wow. I really didn't even notice it until it was pointed out to me. I'm like, wow.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I know. It got past me.
I thought you were more observant than that.
I let myself down many a times, and that was one of them.
That's probably one of many, yes. I believe
like
that.
Being in church, you're not really looking for a thong, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well.
Although I have seen...
Several, I can remember, that you mentioned.
I've like, actually seen black panties in a church.
It's like they sell them or something up in the vestibule or something, I don't know.
You gotta love Methodists.
Yeah, that's true.
But, so it's just a kooky week, so...
That is kooky. So, your boy, Miles Jr., is getting his teeth out okay?
Yeah, he's recovering. No, he's doing great.
Have, like, the whole Godfather thing going on with the stuff in his mouth?
Yeah, he had gauze. And it wasn't even, like, wadded up. It was, like, just, like, haphazardly.
This is an open wide.
And, like, we're driving home, and, like, this, you know, stuff's hanging out of his mouth. I go, what if he inhales it, you know?
Well, we have to do the Heimlich on him, that's all.
Like, I start having to pull it out of his mouth like a magic trick, you know.
You okay, Miles? You okay? Campbell Toe, where?
Where? What? Oh, no, he's dead!
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
So, I swear he said Campbell Toe.
Yeah. No, it was a good time. He,
Yeah, I'm sure it was a good time for him, so.
Can I mention the Walking Dead incident or no?
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. So,
as long as I'm allowed to talk, have you seen that little yellow lens flying around me?
Yeah, it was on the floor. Sorry, we're working on a project, yeah. We're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
a camel toe scope.
Right. I'm just in the room, thank you.
The camel around penetrates this.
All right. Just because you're 18 now, don't show off, will you?
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, the doctor was a lady that pulled his teeth, I guess.
Okay.
So we come in, she's an older lady. I mean, not old, but older.
Older than you or younger than you?
Older, salt and pepper hair, short salt and pepper hair.
You're describing yourself.
Pretty much. A cup, well, maybe B cup. No, it's like, let me check. Yeah. So
I would think you're more of like a D.
Yeah, I'm getting there, yeah. And, you know, she's giving us instructions and, we got to get, you know, the drunken sailor up on his feet.
Right.
And he gives the lady a hug. He goes, thank you, Carol. We're like, what? Boy, that's a pretty, fast, get to know the doctor kind of thing.
Well, no, here's, can I say my part?
Go ahead.
In the operation, I was talking about stuff to get my mind off it. And the doctor came, this lady comes in, and she looks just like Carol from The Walking Dead. And so,
oh, really? Okay. I
was talking about it, and then they gassed me. And then
gas this guy right now. I'm tired of talking to him.
And so he wakes up and I think he really thinks it is Carol.
Yeah.
He gives her like the biggest friggin' hug, like you were hugging like a Swedish bikini model or something. He has a big bear hug.
Oh, nice.
Okay, all right, Miles Jr. That's enough now. That's enough.
Let's see.
Oh. We're making sure he's not too wobbly, so like, okay, let's get in the wheelchair. And he goes to give her a second hug.
I gotta hug you again.
She turns it down. She's like, no, no way in hell.
She's like, you sit down, Bill Cosby.
You see?
I'm Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You see, you're Carol from The Walking Dead, you see?
And I pissed off the wheelchair lady because she was kind of like this blonde, blonde lady.
Yeah.
I go, Miles Jr., sit down. Beth is going to wheel you away now.
Beth? Who's Beth?
Beth is a little blonde on Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. I got
it. I don't think that girl thought it was funny. She had a very serious look on her face.
I'm
like,
not Beth. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good times. Good times.
Sounds like good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's doing well. And the teeth are okay. Miles Jr., is he still there?
Yeah.
They're very cool, but really good stuff, so.
So now you have no wisdom. They're all gone.
Nope.
I had to hear a whole day.
I actually had my shop teacher. I just went to Walmart, and he made that same joke.
I hate to tell you that, but I'm your shop teacher. Just saying.
Are you missing one half of one of your fingers?
Because... Oh, yes. I'm missing pieces of several body parts.
Is it? And now?
Yes.
Yeah. Part of that's religious, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Where's that yellow lens going?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Dad, where's the yellow lens? We're going to make our camel toe finder.
Oh my god,
that's funny. Camel toes. Yeah.
So camel toes, getting your teeth pulled. It was
yeah,
a very
teeth pulled. Busy, yeah.
Yes.
I guess so. Wow. How much out of pocket did you have to pay for those teeth pulling there? Wow.
We had to pony up about $5 up front, I think.
Holy moly, that's a whole trip to the Bears right there.
Yeah. Well, I won't be going to any more Bears games. I'm selling everything basically at this point, so.
Yeah, that would just be parking for the Bears game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sell my footballs now.
Yeah. I saw you posting pictures, so I don't think you sold them yet, so.
Oh, not yet, no.
No, I just planted on it. I'm not doing it. Come on.
Z.
You see.
Got some legal costs, you see.
That's right. That's some legal fees to pay. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, it was very kooky week.
Kooky-looky.
Kooky week. Yeah, I like...